Have you ever missed out on a great opportunity because you played it safe? Well, you're not the only one who has done that. Most of us have a tendency to play it safe. Stay tuned because in today's episode, we're going to talk about the five fears of playing it safe and staying small. Welcome back to another episode. I am Keeler Bryson, your host and founder of Teachable Life Moments. Well, in today's episode, everyone, I want to talk to you about the five fears of playing safe and small. You know, at one point or another, most of us are guilty of playing safe. And the problem with playing safe is that it keeps us small. And if we are to achieve the big things that God has in mind for us, that He has planned for us, we have got to learn how to stop playing it safe and stop playing small. Not too long ago, I had a situation to arise in my life where I had been working for an opportunity that I wanted to possess. And not too long ago, the opportunity presented itself to me and I was so blown away. I almost, you know, I started to just feel extremely fearful. And the five fears that I'm going to talk to you today, I experienced all five of these fears. And nevertheless, I overcame my fear and I embraced my opportunity because at the end of the day, I was not about to let this big opportunity slip away. I, in fact, wanted my opportunity more than I was afraid of the fear. But I did feel the fears trying to speak to me, trying to talk me out of it. And I thought that, you know what? There is a lesson in that I must share with those that are listening to the Teachable Life Moments podcast, because you too will be confronted with a similar experience, and I don't want you to miss out on your opportunity, and I want you to already be familiar with these fears once they present themselves. When we decide to continue to play it safe, it'll cause us to not only have regrets about opportunities that we missed. I mean, because after all, we could have befriended some new people. We could have experienced some new situations and circumstances. But a lot of times, if we're not careful, we will, you know, not take advantage of them because the opportunities seemed scary or too risky. And as a result, you know, we'll bow down and play safe and then retreat back to our comfort zone. And I'm here to tell you, in the comfort zone, although it is comforting, there is very little success and achievement in that zone. You know, you're not going to achieve anything or very little. You're not going to be as successful as you could be. And you're not going to live as a fulfilled life as you could be because you're in love with the comfort zone. And so today we're going to talk about these five fears because we've got to learn to move beyond them in spite of them so that we can possess and live the way that God has designed for us to live. Now, the thing about playing it safe, you know, there must be balance. I'm not saying go out here and just live your life recklessly and just doing every crazy wild thing. I'm not saying that. You know, I'm just saying we want to have balance with it to the extent that we're not missing out on achieving more and doing more in our life. Now, when we think about playing it safe, usually most people equate playing it safe as being sensible and prudent. And most of us, you know, we should be sensible and prudent. But I have found that a lot of times when people say, well, I'm just playing it safe, I don't want to take any, you know, risk. What's really going on is that they are afraid. That's the real problem with being in safety, is that you are afraid. And you know what? It's okay to be afraid. It's okay. We must acknowledge it, but we cannot let that fear paralyze us to the extent that we miss out on all the opportunities that most of us are working so, so, so hard to achieve. I remember when I wrote my first book, and shortly after writing it, and once I got it published, in 2014, I began to send out complimentary copies of my book to different folks that I strategically wanted to connect with, hoping that it would open up an opportunity for me to go on their show to talk about my book. And one person reached out to me and wanted to connect. They wanted to give me an opportunity to come on the show. And I tell you, I was so afraid when they reached out to me. I was so afraid. I was like, I don't know if I want to call back. I don't know. Do I really want to do this? When I'm thinking, yeah, you worked for this. This is what you position yourself to experience. Nonetheless, I went ahead and did it. And then as I began to move forward in fear, even more fear conversations started to pop up, because this opportunity was taking me completely out of my comfort zone. Because first of all, I was going to have to, you know, schedule my air flight. I didn't want to stay the night, so I knew I wanted to fly there and come back in the same day. Then once I got there, I was going to have to figure out, how am I going to get from the airport to the studio and what have you. And I'm in a city, going to a city I had never been to before, going to meet people I had never met before. I'd seen them on television, but didn't know them personally. And so you talk about, and then doing all of this by myself, traveling by myself. And so I had all kinds of fears, but you know what? I moved in fear. I wanted the opportunity more than I was afraid, evidently. And so I proceeded, went on that show, talked about my book, met new people, got a chance to see what it's like to be on television, the studio, because I had never been on television at this capacity before. And so, you know, all kind of nervousness and fears were coming up. You know, what do I say? What if I say something stupid? What if I freeze up? All of these conversations. And you know what? All of that is normal, because there is a tiny part of our brain we're pre-wired basically to avoid risk and play it safe. And this little teeny part of our brain is called the amygdala. Now, I'm pulling from my anatomy and physiology days when I thought I wanted to be a nurse and we had to know all of the parts of the body. Well, this little teeny part of the brain is so powerful because it will cause us to play it safe and stay small. And when we do so, the amygdala is so happy and so secure. But on the other hand, when we decide we want to try something new or something that appears to be risky, our amygdala kicks into high gear and it begins to say, hey, Keeler, you know you're outside of your comfort zone here. Retreat, go back, run. You know, this is what the amygdala will begin to say to you. Now, that's not all bad, because the amygdala, sometimes if we pay attention and listen and obey to the amygdala, it can save our life. And that's a good thing, right? We all here for life. But other times, the amygdala will hold us back from living a fulfilling life. But today's show is to teach us the trick of knowing the difference between valid fears, those that are that have real danger to our safety, and learning the difference between invalid fears of something new. And we've got to know the difference. We've got to know when we are talking ourselves out of invalid fears, and when we are dealing with some very real fears that could be dangerous to our safety. There is a difference. And when we make these decisions, we've got to realize that there are basically two types of decisions that we make when we perceive danger or consequences. And the first one, let's call it safe decisions. Safe decisions are decisions which are survival based. You know, they keep us alive and what have you. But the second type of fearful decision is one that will keep us from taking less life-threatening risk, and then it'll prevent us from spreading our wings. Now, I don't know about you, but I plan to spread my wings in this life. I plan to soar higher and higher and higher because I have been created in God's image and so have you. And when we think about life from that perspective, we are supposed to soar. We are supposed to play it big. We're supposed to go all out. And I read a book not too long ago by Charlemagne the God. The book is called Black Privilege. And in the book, he talks about, there's a chapter in there where he talks about putting yourself on. And I'm here to tell you, in order for us to spread our wings and soar in this life, there are times when we've got to put ourselves on. That means put yourself out there. You know, make yourself publicly known. You know, sometimes, you know, we like playing in the shadows and then behind the scenes, and there's nothing wrong with that. But many of us have been called to the front of the stage, center stage, out in the open, so that God can use us for his glory and whatever assignment he has for us on earth. But we've got to get comfortable with being in those big places, being in the spotlight, spreading our wings and soaring. And putting ourselves on, because in order to achieve big goals and big opportunities, sometimes you got to put yourself out there so that people can know how gifted and how talented you are. All right, so now let's talk about the five fears. These are the five major fear feelings that you will experience on your path to a better life, a big opportunity, to achievements, to living the dreams and the life that you desire. The first fear is the fear of failure. Yes, most of us have experienced the fear of failure. And most of us, if we're not careful, we will let that fear become so real until we'll pass up an opportunity to try something new and exciting, all because we were afraid that we might fail at it. But I'm gonna present this perspective to you. We are so afraid of failing that we won't try something new, when in fact, when you don't try something new, or when you decide not to step out of your comfort zone, that is when you have failed. Did you catch that? If you don't try, if you don't do it, you have already failed. And as a result, you know, there's really not much to lose. All right. But we've got to get in our minds that, hey, I'm not going to let the fear of failure stop me. I'm not going to talk myself out of it simply by believing that if I don't do this, I'm avoiding failure. That is such a crazy thing. But that is how some of us think sometimes, thinking that we are avoiding risking failure by not doing it at all. But we've got to realize that, no, if I don't do this, I have already failed. All right, the next fear is number two, the fear of rejection. Now, the fear of rejection is also something that most of us experience when we are attempting to, let's say, get a new job, or we are attempting to pitch our business, our services to a client. We are afraid of being rejected. And so we limit our potential because we call it, I'm just playing it safe. I don't want to take any risk out there. You know, we got to be prudent and we got to be reasonable in this thing. No, you're just afraid of rejection. But the thing about rejection is, it's not the end of the world. If you are rejected, then that was not your ideal client. If you are rejected, then that was not your lane. Sometimes rejection is a form of redirection, redirecting us to our ideal client, redirecting us to a bigger and better opportunity, because the one we were seeking was so much, so below our capacity and what we deserve. We've got to become acquainted with the fear of rejection to the point where we don't let it stop us, to the point where we don't let it cause us to continue to play it safe and playing it small. Rejection is normal. And when one person is saying no, there's going to be someone else that's willing to say yes. All right. So remember, sometimes rejection is normal, but don't let it stop you. Number three, fear of inadequacy. So yeah, when I went to go on this television show to speak before millions and millions of households, yes, the fear of inadequacy showed up and was talking to me and saying, you know, how are you going to do that? You can't do that. You've never done that before. And I was like, oh my God, what have I done? Why did I do this? Why did I sign up for this? I don't know what I'm doing or what have you. Have you ever done that? You know, the fear of inadequacy is normal, but guess what? If the opportunity has presented itself to you, you are adequate enough to carry it out. You are equipped. The thing about this life is that a lot of times we don't realize how equipped we are. But when we are put in situations where we've got to swim or we're going to sink, you will be amazed at what will come forth when we are confronted with a situation where it's like you either got to swim or you're about to sink. So if you have the fear of inadequacy, it's normal, but do not let it stop you from moving forward. Don't let it cause you to continue to play small or to play it safe. Get acquainted with inadequacy. It's normal, but realize you've come this far and overcome a whole lot of situations and fears that you thought that you were inadequate in. But nevertheless, you were successful. You prevailed. You achieved in spite of. So don't let it paralyze you. Number four is the fear of unworthiness. Now, unworthiness is another conversation that will pop up a lot of times when we're seizing that big opportunity. And it'll sound like, who am I to think that I might achieve this? And usually it comes from a place of humility. And humility is good. But I'm here to tell you there's also a bad side to humility when it's not balanced. Because some humility, what sounds like humility, is actually false humility. Or that type of humility that will continue to keep you in a place of playing small and playing it safe. Because you think, well, you know, God wants us to be humble. Well, that doesn't mean that we've got to miss out on big, huge opportunities, that we've got to turn away making millions of dollars because we want to be humble. Some of us, God has purposely positioned us to seize these big, huge opportunities that are filled with one opportunity after the next and will yield a huge amount of money making opportunities in the process. Now, being in a state or a mindset of feeling unworthy is self-deprecating and it is destructive, because if you don't feel worthy of something, then that's also like you are telling God that what you created is not good, when it is. We've all been created in His image and likeness, and that in itself is powerful. That says that you are worthy. And if you're a child of God, you are worthy. You are worthy to partake of all goodness and all blessings that God has put on this earth. And so don't let feeling unworthy. You are worthy. You've got to begin to speak life into yourself. Number five is the fear of further commitment. Now, this right here is something to think about, because a lot of times we will seek out an opportunity and not realizing that we really haven't processed what we really wanted in the opportunity. Did we just want a one-hit wonder type of situation? Or did we not consider or realize that that one opportunity could lead into additional opportunities, which will cause us to, have an additional commitment of us? Well, if you enter a situation for a one-hit wonder, then you need to reevaluate opportunities, because usually opportunities lead to another situation and open up doors for another opportunity, which will require additional commitment. Because when you do something really well, folks want to work with you. People want to hear from you more. And one open door opens an opportunity for another open door. And so you've got to get clear about how much commitment you want to devote to an opportunity. But don't let fear of further commitment stop you, because again, if the commitment has presented itself, you are well able. You have what it takes to provide the additional commitment. Yep, there may be a meetings that you have to go to, or books that you've got to further research, or whatever. Maybe you got to present to a group, or whatever it is. Know that this is your big opportunity. You have been called out of the shadows into the center stage, and therefore you want to maximize that opportunity and not let the fear of further commitment stop you, because every opportunity is work. And there is a great amount of work that's involved in the opportunities that come to us. So in closing, why did I decide to select this podcast? Well, for one reason and one reason only, it's because it reminded me the situation that I went through, that I shared with you earlier about the person that called me on an opportunity that I had been working on, that fear, those different fears came forth. And I knew that I needed to move forward, because I was reminded of a scripture in the book of Revelations, the 21st chapter, verse 8, where it talks about those who are full of fear and without faith will have their part in the sea of ever burning fire. And so it was a reminder that, hey, God is not pleased with those of us that are fearful and without faith. Not just fearful, it says full of fear. You know, we either we believe God or we don't, okay? And at some point, most of us have probably walked with him long enough that we shouldn't be as afraid as we are. We've got to wrestle this fear thing down, these five types of fears, and just, you know, see them, but don't really give it a whole lot of attention and thought, because I'm here to tell you, if David had succumbed to his fears, he would not have defeated Goliath. And there are many stories in the Bible of folks that chose to overcome their fear, move in spite of the fear, because they believed God. They believed God's power would help them. And so as you move forward in achieving the rest of your goals for 2019, I want you to be mindful of this scripture when those different types of fears arise or come up on you and try to paralyze you and convince you to continue to play it safe and to be small, that there is a destination for those who are full of fear and without faith. Because if we are to be used to God's glory, we must be acquainted with fear, and to the extent that we overcome it and that it does not have authority and power over us. All right. So I hope you found that information very helpful. This is Keeler Bryson. You have been listening to the Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't done so, go and rate and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Teachable Life Moment. And thank you for listening.